And yes, this 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. Hey, Gary, how are we doing?
Well, not too bad, Gary, on this little chilly, thirsty Thursday morning.
Yeah, we got a little slushage up this way. I mean, the further north you went, the more snow. But, yeah, it's chilly out there. Probably not many boats heading to the boat ramp, are there?
No. I've been sitting here for a while, and I haven't seen a one. But the guys that have been going out there, we only had a couple of halfway decent days, and it was nice, and people come out, you know. We get to around 50 degrees, and all of a sudden we get busy. But the bites there, the bait fish are there.
They've been catching some fish?
Absolutely. We'll just start with the stripers, the hybrids, the whites. Guys been going out there, I'd say from the bridges all the way up this way here, just follow the bait fish. And I've had guys using live bait. I've had guys trolling. And I've had guys jigging. Mm-hmm. And some days are a little better than others. You got to, you know, chase them in that. And they're not always hungry, but it's been pretty good. If you get out there and just follow the bait fish.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I've been seeing, you know, people catching some pretty decent stripers. You know, it's not like, I don't think anyone's filling the boat, but, you know, they're not going to go hungry neither.
Right, exactly. And the large, good size whites too. I mean, and they're good eating, and they've been doing okay with those, you know. So they're out there. If you can get out there and fight that cold, you can do okay. And I've had a few guys go out last week on the days when we were hit 50 degrees, do crappie fishing. No limits. But they caught some nice size crappie.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. A lot of guys, man, this time of year, boy, they can really do the good work on them big old slabs.
Yeah, and they weren't very deep. You know, the guys were telling me they're 12 to 15 feet deep, and that some was live bait and some was jigging, and they did okay, and the fish looked really good. I mean, there were some nice slabs. Some good eating there on the crappie.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be, you know, again, it's not going to be far off. Here we are, the 13th day of February. It's Ethan's birthday today, my son. He's
happy birthday, Ethan.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? So, but, you know, heck, we're just what, 30 days, a little over 30 days away from the first official day of spring. And, you know, things are going to kind of slow down a little bit, but boy, it picks up real quick as we get into the spring months.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then the spawn will be on. They'll be getting ready for spawn, and they'll be hungry before. And then once they spawn, they'll be hungry after. We'll get into the good spring mode, and that'll carry all the way through into May.
Yeah, it's going to be I think we're in for a really good year, too.
Yeah, and it hasn't been, I mean, I think it's been a really good winter fishing, if you can get out and brave the cold. And then, like I said, on the nice days when it's nice out, boy, the ramp gets busy.
Yeah.
It really does. But I've had a lot of guys that, you know, brave the cold, get a day where it's above 30 and get out there and stuff and spend a few hours out there, and they do very well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's only going to get better, I think.
Yeah, the lake's in pretty good shape. Do you know if we can just get the temperature to cooperate a little bit, we'll be in good shape. And it looks like latter part of next week, we're going to have another little warming trend, so people will definitely be out there on the lake.
Oh, for sure. When that happens, every time it warms up a little bit, everybody wants to get out. They've been inside hunkering down from the cold, not being out. People get out, and a lot of them be on the lake fishing.
Right on. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, maybe plan a little getaway at the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line on there, leave a comment. And then, as always, our webpage, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, man, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Sounds good, Gary.